Hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Politics. Although I call it Politrix, and the title of this episode is Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate. Full stop. My name is Presh.
There's no full stop there.
There literally is.
Oh,
Look,
down there. Okay.
you
Yeah, sorry.
fool.
But there's no, there isn't a full stop in the title.
Whatever.
Okay.
My name is Presh.
And I'm Ty.
And how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Good
Yeah.
to
How are you?
hear. I'll get to it later on in the. There's actually a new story about me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, cool.
Not about my life.
Okay.
But we'll get to it, right?
Okay.
So last week I tried something new,
Okay.
which is to say, instead of writing out my notes as usual, I just wrote down the headlines and did a more casual and informal episode.
Right.
That experiment was a disaster
Oh,
because I got so many things wrong.
no.
In an extremely unprofessional podcast, this was the most unprofessional episode to date. And when this was a movie podcast, I didn't watch a movie one day. And this is that last week's episode was even more unprofessional than that.
Fell asleep halfway through. I think it was Murder Mystery.
No, man, it's that John Cena movie.
Oh, Freelance.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Freelance.
Freelance.
Anyway, like, I was looking at the stats the whole of last week, hoping that people won't download that episode because it was filled with so much fake news.
I was desperately hoping that it would be the most downloaded episode.
You know, the Inside Out episode is doing gangbusters. It's unbelievable. You know, the only episodes that do well are the ones for babies. Mario, Inside Out, that Spider-Man movie. Since I've, converted to a full-time politics podcast, the numbers are down.
Oh, that's a bit unfortunate.
Yes, people love animated movies and me praising the animation.
Yeah.
They love that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Actually, I didn't like the animation in Mario, so I don't know. There must be some other
Yes.
connection. Anyway, so I kept saying that America put up a blockade to stop Venezuela from getting the things that they need.
Yeah.
And I apologize. The word I was supposed to use was sanctions. America put heavy sanctions on Venezuela that stopped them from trading in the US financial markets.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that's part of the reason why they are, in the situation then. Go
Yeah.
listen to last week's episode
Okay.
where I explained it a little bit more.
Right.
Right. Also last week I said that two girls were stabbed in Stockport. It was
Yes.
actually Southport and it was three, not two girls, and they were stabbed to death.
Oh my
And
goodness.
a further five people were injured.
Oh.
So
So you got most of that story
no I, yeah, okay.
wrong.
But
That's okay. It happens.
this was horrific, bro.
Yeah.
Just a all around fucked up situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, the news for this week. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, was chosen to be Kamala Harris's running mate. So I thought it would be prudent to quickly go through his biography and chat about his politics.
Okay.
That being said, if the Democrats do win the presidency, he'll be vice president, and the vice president does nothing.
Yes.
And if they lose, then still, he
Yeah.
does even more nothing, right?
Yeah.
So potentially, this discussion is for nothing.
Yes.
But nevertheless, we're gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
You know, there's a meme on football Twitter where there's a guy singing, and he sings, "We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway." That's what I thought of when I was writing this. So I'm reading the first part of his biography from congress.gov. This
Okay.
was written while he served in the House of Representatives.
Right.
Hang on. Tim Walz was born in West Point, Nebraska, and is the son of public school administrator and community activist. As a child, Tim's parents instilled in him the values of hard work and community service.
Oh, nice.
Waltz enlisted in the Army National Guard at the young age of 17 and retired 24 years later as Command Sergeant Major. Before retiring, Waltz served overseas with his battalion in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Right? Do you know what Operation Enduring Freedom is?
Sorry, just before that, I think he served as a Command Sergeant Major, but he didn't finish the... You know they're meant to do, like, tests?
Yes.
And I don't think he finished the tests. So he was, like, retroactively demoted to Sergeant Major.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Mm.
That was one of the big points I've seen online.
I also read that.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't give a fuck about the military, and he could be a captain for all I know. Or, you know... Yeah, so yes. Anyway, Captain Waltz. let me read that again. Waltz served overseas with his battalion in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. So do you know what Operation Enduring Freedom is?
It was something about endurance and freedom.
That's the proper name for which people colloquially called the war in Afghanistan.
Oh.
Which was
I see.
Part of the wider war on terror, which also included the war in Iraq.
Right. Okay. Right.
That being said, he's just a man on the ground.
Yes.
He didn't, like, vote for to be in that war. He just happened to be there.
Yeah.
So I'm giving, like, 25% blame.
Okay.
Because being in the military, that's a... It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But anyway. In 1989, Waltz earned... Wait. Sorry. Waltz is the highest ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in Congress.
That's pretty cool. Fair play to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Again, that's not an achievement to me. I don't respect the military.
Yeah, but it's like... It's pretty cool that he got so far.
Sure. And you're saying he got demoted at the end, so he could have been even further.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay. In 1989, Waltz earned a BS in social science. He earned a bullshit.
Yes.
I assume that's a Bachelor's of Science.
Probably.
Bachelor's of Science in Social Science Education in... From Chadron State College in Nebraska.
Oh, it's probably then like a Bachelor's of Sociology or something.
Because
a Bachelor of Science is BSc.
True.
Yeah.
True. I have a BSc.
Wow. Congrats.
Yeah.
I'm working on one.
So what you're saying is you don't have one?
No, I do not have a BSc.
I'm joking. I don't care about school either. Another institution I don't respect.
Oh.
Right,
I see, yes.
Waltz spent 1989 through 1990 teaching high school in China as part of the first government-sanctioned groups of American educators to teach in China through a program at Harvard University.
Huh.
So this is the Republicans' line of attack, because he not only did he go there in 1989 to 90,
yeah.
He continually revisits China.
Oh, okay.
So...
What, to like check on his students or...
Part and holiday.
Oh, fair enough.
Just hanging out, I guess. Loitering. I don't know what this guy gets up to. You know, he could be a gambler. We don't, he could be going to like pool halls and hustling people. We don't know. We don't know what he gets up to. But yes, he... I can easily see this being... he's a communist agent. He's one of the Chai Coms,
yes.
Which is what Alex Jones calls Chinese communists. Chai Coms. Anyway, the next thing is when he returned from China, Waltz began teaching high school in Nebraska.
Okay.
While in Nebraska, Waltz met his wife, Gwen Whipple.
Okay.
Married in 1994, Tim and Gwen Waltz moved back to Gwen's native southern Minnesota, where both began teaching and coaching at Mankato West High School.
Mankato.
Mankato.
Yeah.
But you know, Minnesota, That's where the TV, I mean, the movie Fargo is set.
Ah, I did not know that.
I just think about that. Every time I see Minnesota, I think about Fargo.
Fair enough.
And I think the first season was also there.
Huh.
But whatever, not important.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Since coming to Congress, Waltz has made improving the care of our nation's veterans a top priority.
Okay.
I guess it's a good thing.
So, yeah, he's taking care of veterans.
Oh! I thought this was the people who take care of dogs in that.
The dog doctors.
Now I know that's a definite bad thing if these are... Yeah. Anyway, the Rochester Post bulletin has described him as having relentless energy and touted his strong work ethic, stating he brings a soldier's work ethic to the House.
Okay. So he's big on, like, being part of, well, not being part of the armed forces, but, like, he's got that brainwashing in him.
Brainwashing?
Yeah.
No, well, how do you get that from that guy saying he has a strong work ethic?
The bit about bringing a soldier's work ethic.
That just means he probably works hard.
I guess, yeah, but it's
or he's, like, disciplined at it.
Mm.
I think that's supposed to be a compliment.
Oh.
Mm.
I see. Okay. Right.
Anyway. So, yeah, I never hear people calling it the House. That was... they usually say Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, because, like, if you're a senator, they'll just say you're a senator. But yeah. If you're a House member, they'll say, oh, a Congress member.
A congressman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim... Now, this is... okay, anyway.
Hmm.
I'm reading this part of his biography from MN.com.
Okay.
Which I assume is short for Minnesota.com.
Possibly, yeah.
While he served as governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz is Minnesota's 41st governor. Okay. He was first elected governor in 2018 and won re-election in 2022.
Okay.
Accomplishments from his time as governor include providing universal free school meals for students, protecting reproductive freedom, strengthening voting rights, laying the groundwork to get Minnesota to 100% clean electricity by 2040, cutting taxes for the middle class, and expanding paid leave for Minnesota workers. Throughout his time as governor, Tim has prioritized making Minnesota the best state in the country to raise a family.
It seems really hard to dislike him.
Mm. He, all in all, he seems like a very nice man. I've yet to see anything I don't like about him totally.
Mm.
Right? And the Republicans are calling him a communist for the free lunches for students.
Yeah.
That's not communism. that's just a decent thing to do for children.
That's just feeding children.
It's so important that children have something to eat before learning.
True.
You know, the program I volunteer with gives kids sandwiches and fruit, because,
that's quite nice of them.
It's, you can't learn on an empty stomach.
Yes.
So, kudos to Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing that he's being attacked for putting
tampons?
Yeah.
In boys' bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't understand. What is the problem with that exactly?
So, he's being seen as being pro-trans people.
Okay, I don't see a problem with that either.
And the Republicans are against that. That's why they're, saying, you're confusing boys by putting tampons there.
Okay.
That's their line of attack.
But alternatively, what if a boy has a nosebleed?
I don't know.
Then he puts a tampon in there.
Okay.
And all's good.
Okay, whatever. There's a reason I didn't bring it up in my notes, because I don't give a shit. It's literally not a thing worth bringing up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
Our next news story, Chidinma Adesina has dropped out of Miss SA.
Oh.
So do you wanna, have you heard about this?
I have briefly.
So I mentioned this last week that the last 13 of Miss SA, which is a beauty pageant.
Yes.
She was one of them. And
yeah.
The people who watch Miss SA didn't like that her name seemed like a foreign name.
Yes.
So there's just been a xenophobic campaign to get her kicked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found something. And right. It's a pretty hectic thing.
Yeah.
Her mother falsified her mother stole somebody's identity.
Yes.
To be able to register her birth certificate.
Yes.
So people are saying, well, she's her birth certificate was registered under false pretenses, so it should be revoked, and she should be sent to her father's country, which is Nigeria.
Right.
I was at my parents' house the other day.
Yes.
And I was watching the news with my grandfather.
Yeah.
And there was like a 15-minute segment on it where they were just like, they were talking about this, and they had Kenny Kunene, who's from the PA.
Mm.
He was like, there's so much venom in his voice.
Oh,
like,
no.
People are like, this is just a beauty pageant contestant, bro. Why do people give a fuck about this? It's, yeah. But I want to say congratulations to the xenophobes. You won, right?
Yeah.
But let's not act like this was some righteous crusade to expose identity theft. You harassed a girl till you found something disqualifying about her. I just wish these people had the same energy for rapists, murderers, and the like, instead of a Miss SA contestant.
That is such a crazy thing.
Mm.
Like, so basically, they looked at her, or they looked at her name. They didn't even look at her, right? And they went, this doesn't sound South African. And then they went and did some digging, and they found out that even though she was born here, her mom falsified identities, yes. I guess.
Well, that's the thing I don't know about. Like, I don't know what the law is. Like,
yeah.
Even though it was done under false pretenses, she was still born here. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's not my... That's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
I just wanted to complain that is about the xenophobic people.
Ah, fair enough.
That's really all I wanted to do with the story.
That is reasonable.
Yeah. So, the Japanese stock market. Did you read about this?
No, I haven't heard anything about this.
This was a big news story this week.
Oh, really?
I read several articles on it.
Oh, okay.
And I still don't 100% understand what is going on.
Okay.
But apparently the reason for the crash is something called the yen carry trade.
Okay.
It's a very straightforward maneuver. You borrow money in a country with low interest rates, such as Japan or Switzerland.
Okay.
And invest in currencies with a higher interest rate, such as the US dollar.
Right.
If all goes well, the result is a cost-free source of profit.
Okay.
Not surprisingly, this has become very popular with financial traders, businesses, and even individuals who have used the technique to pay for mortgages in their home countries.
Mm.
At current levels, an investor can borrow yen for around 0.5% and find a secure US investment at around 5.5%. This means a 4% gain with no investment of your own.
Okay.
The only potential problem is if the exchange rate between the two countries start to change. In this case, a stronger yen means you will need more dollars to pay back the loan, potentially wiping out the gain and leaving expanded losses.
Right. Okay. So if I'm understanding this correctly, it's kind of like you go to Japan or Switzerland.
Yeah.
And you take out a loan.
Yes.
You then use the money from that loan that I'm assuming you've gotten in dollars, I guess.
Yes.
To buy things in the, for example, the US.
Yes.
And then, or not necessarily to buy, but to like put it into.
Yes.
Like something, right? And then
you net the gain.
Right, yes. Okay, so because the interest rate is higher in the US.
Yes.
You can then make more of a... Well, you can make a profit on that investment.
Yes.
On that money that you invested.
Mm.
And then you can use that money to then pay back the loan and you've got extra.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
It's a fantastic scam, I have to admit.
Fair play to them.
But
we're figuring that one out.
The yen went up.
Oh, no.
So, the yen went up. and a lot of people pulled out their money all at once.
Oh, I see.
Because of that, they don't want to, you know, get in this position.
Yeah.
So that's as far as I know, really.
Okay.
I don't understand what that means for the rest of the world. I don't understand anything, really. But yeah.
So I guess if a bunch of people pulled out of their yen loans or, like, you know, paid back their money or whatever, right, then it probably dropped the yen back down. Well, not the interest rate, but, like, the value of the yen itself. So I guess maybe that means that they can't invest as much and gain as much of a profit. I guess.
Yes.
That's from my...
I understand that. Yeah. I'm saying, what does it mean? What are the wider implications of that?
I guess they don't make as much of a profit.
No, I mean for other people.
Oh, I don't know.
What happened? Exactly. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for consumers? What does it mean for, like, regular people in the US or regular people in Japan? What does, you know, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Maybe it's like the people that do these kinds of things are like, what are they called? Like, you know, like, if you've got, like, a financial advisor and you give them money every month to invest in something, maybe a lot of the people that do this kind of thing are those financial advisors who are using other people's money to
gamble.
Yeah. So maybe that now leaves their portfolios running at a loss. But that's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho, yeah.
This week at D23, we got the title and the first look at some of the designs of the next Avatar movie.
Okay.
It's going to be titled Fire and Ash.
Ooh.
Right. And we got the first look of the design of the Ash people.
Okay.
Who are the Fire Na'vi.
Ah.
Right.
Okay.
And I see you, well, not you specifically, but your little friends, the Last Airbender fandom, they're saying, like, oh, they're copying us. Listen, jackass, why is it called The Last Airbender in the first place? Why is it just not called Avatar? You know why? Because we got there first, asshole. You know, I actually love Avatar The Last Airbender a lot as well, so I don't know. I don't know why I'm like this. But anyway, I just thought it was cool. The design looks cool, and I can't wait to go back to Pandora.
Yeah.
I love it, and I think I deserve it. Right. Speaking of which,
yes.
Our last news story. Well, actually, do you have any news stories?
I don't.
Okay. So our last news story. Zubimendi has been linked with Liverpool. Martin Zubimendi from Real Sociedad.
Yes.
And I think that would be a perfect fit.
Okay.
Right. From what I've seen in preseason with Slot, he wants to play with 2 sixes and 2 tens.
Yes.
Now I'm imagining, and this is what I was saying about, there's a story about me later on, yeah.
Yes.
And this is it.
Yeah.
What if there's somebody with a hard life?
Okay.
Somebody with a life that's just awful.
Right.
Just dog shit every day of that person's life. And, you know, they get kicked, and somebody takes a shit on them, you know, what a horrible life that would be.
This sounds like the making of a school shooter.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my life.
Oh.
And if we sign Zubimendi, it will all be worth it. Because I'm imagining a midfield of Bajatic, Zubimendi as the sixes, and the tens, McAllister and Sabotsly. We'll be fucking unstoppable, bro. I can't. You know, I used to watch a Milner and Henderson midfield. I deserve this. I love it, and I think I deserve it. Please, we need to get this done. All right.
It would be amazing if, like, Todd Boehly was like, "Oh,
hijack.
He's linked to Liverpool. We'll spend 200 mil on him."
Bastard.
Yeah.
I'm still salty about...
Caicedo?
No, not Caicedo. Lavia.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review.
Has to be.
Yeah, I'm not accepting anything less. You know, like on Sundays, yes, certain restaurants are closed.
Yes.
And also on Mondays, certain restaurants are closed.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm closed for business if you don't give me a 5-star review. Right? You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's paicip.com. Please tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend. Tell a family member.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, goodbye.
Cheerio.